now that you've walked in the building, what's it feel like?
Feels like home. I mean, like I said, one thing they've been preaching to me is brotherhood. And like I said, I only met a few players, but I could feel the connection. And I'm just happy to be here and contribute to an amazing program. Organization, there we go. It's not college no more. An organization.
Any more questions?
Yeah, it's been a whirlwind for you, I'm sure, in the past 24 hours. You had maybe one or two quiet moments. What was the first thought in your mind about being here and being part of the Falcons organization?
I'm blessed. Like I said, I got picked at 26. They originally had the 31st pick. And like I said, it was a couple of teams that, you know, around 28, 29, 30 that I was expected to pick me up. So just for Atlanta to, you know, make a few trades and really show that they want me, it means a lot to me. And I can't, like I said, I'm thankful.
Going back and listening, maybe your speech, but go ahead and find me. We need to trademark that, I think.
That was just pure, just, you know, relief, just my emotions. Like I said, been through a lot of my life, and like I said, that promise to me means everything. Just to be able to, you know, complete it is just, that just flowed out. That's what happened.
Can you expound on that a little bit? Just kind of how you grew up, the situation, sleeping on floors. I mean, tell us a little bit about your childhood and growing up as a young man.
Born in Oakland, California, raised in Richmond, California. Never knew my father. Don't know nothing about him at all. Mom left my life when I was about 5 years old due to drugs, et cetera, stuff like that. Was raised by my grandmother. like I said, she basically paid the bills by collecting water bottles and cans, and those aren't like worth like 5 or 10 cents. So that's a lot of bottles and cans to collect to pay bills. And like I said, my job growing up as a kid was just, you know, bring bottles. And man, I didn't know how big it was, but like I said, I didn't realize I was keeping the roof over my head. So that was my job growing up as a kid. And like I said, throughout the years, I've been through some other things that's, you know, that's personal that we don't want to talk about. But like I said, eventually my grandmother, she passed away and made the promise to her, which was I was going to go D1, go to Richmond, go to Oakland, and live my dream, which is in the NFL. And like I said, I'm here. But the biggest thing for me is it's only the beginning. Haven't even put on shoulder pads yet, and that's the fun part. But like I said, I'm just blessed to be here and ready to get started.
What can Falcons fans expect to see when you line up and take the field for the first time as a Falcon?
They can expect someone who will get to the quarterback. I mean, like I said, Vic Beasley led the NFL in sacks. Dwight Freeney, Hall of Famer. Like I said, great, great, great ends. And like I said, you can't rush the quarterback every play. That's just hard to do. So if I could just come in on third down packages or whatever them guys, you know, just need a little bit of break and just continue the pass rush that they could bring, I mean, I'm bringing it.
What was your biggest surprise so far?
Say it again, please.
What was your biggest surprise?
My biggest surprise? Like I said, I'd probably say the trade. I mean, like I said, just going through the draft process, like I said, a lot of teams tell you, like, oh, we're going to pick you here, we're going to pick you there. But like I said, you'll never know what will happen in the NFL draft with all the trades and stuff can happen. So, I mean, To be honest, I thought I was going to go way earlier. So, getting in the late rounds, I'm like, man, am I going to get picked or, like, what's going on? Like, the sweat started to come. So, when Atlanta made that trade and, you know, picked me, that was pretty surprising because, I mean, like I said, it was a few teams that was willing to pick me. But, like I said, Atlanta doing that is a blessing.
But knowing the team that you're on now, how do you think you're going to fit in, knowing the Falcons and kind of what they've got?
Like I said, the brotherhood. I mean, like I said, the pieces are already there. I just want to do what I can do to help contribute. Like I said, whether that's kickoff, like I said, I ran a 4.59 at the combine. I ran a 10.5 in high school. So, I mean, whether that's kickoff, punt return, or just helping the team out to win, I'm willing to do it. So, I'm just all about winning.
What did Devin Fuller say to you?
Former teammate of mine. So he basically told me, man, you'll love it here. And like I said, everybody been preaching to me that this is a brotherhood. And I see that early. I see that right away. And like I said, I just can't wait to be here full time and get to work.
Does it make it more comfortable when you got a guy you know like that and coach over it and everything? You know,
yeah. Yeah, just a little bit. So, I mean, I feel like the Falcons, they already knew everything about me because of them and all the information they knew about me. So it makes things much, much easier for me.
Who are the family members that were with you today?
My auntie, which is my grandmother's oldest daughter. So that's my auntie, my cousin, which is my parent guardian, which is my auntie oldest son, my auntie husband, His name's Sylvester Wiggins. And then my grandma, she's here with me, with Spirit, and I got the photo with her, with me.
Can you tell us more about what kind of a woman she was, your grandma? I know you've talked about what she did for you, but just her personality, maybe how her personality matches yours.
Grandma's comedy, man. I mean, like I said, Mondays and Fridays, we'll watch WWE wrestling. Like, that was her favorite thing to do. And that was probably the reason why I got in trouble a lot, because instead of being outside in the streets, I'm in the house and we in our room watching, you know, Booker T. And that was her favorite wrestler. And like I said, he hit me up on Twitter and was just telling me, you know, continue to make your grandmother proud. I'm proud of you and just keep up the good work. And him doing that, I mean, he ain't had to do that. But that just shows that, I mean, there's a lot of people out there that support me and that just want me to do great. So like I said, my grandma, she was somebody who never gave up. And for me, that's how I like to play on the field, never give up. I mean, run to the ball, it's not hard to do. The quarterback scramble with him. It's a screen pass. Who knows? Chase it down. And that all starts with my grandma, and that's how I like to play.
I know last night you were really emotional. Do you predict yourself being just like that in the first game?
I play. I'm just a high motor guy. Like I said, I'm really emotional. And like I said, for me, I need to keep that. I need to keep that fire, but I need to learn how to control it as well. And like I said, at the moment, I mean, I was like, it was just a relief that I did it. So like I said, I'm not taking it back. It is what it is.
All right, let's ask you guys.
On that same moment, what was the most interesting text that you got last night from a friend? Because I know everybody saw you.
From a friend?
Or anybody.
My birthday's coming up. Can we go to Miami? The tickets is cheap right now. Can you help me out?
People already
hit you up. Yes, sir. Well, I'm like, it's not my birthday. I'm not even treating myself, but oh no, I mean, that comes with it. I mean, that's why I got family to, you know, be the bad guys for me, to say no and all that type of stuff. But that's just football. I mean, when you make it, you'll have people come at you in all types of directions, sorts of directions. So it is what it is.
Congratulations.
Tech, what was, I mean, probably touched on already, just the last 24 hours been like in the first part of being a Falcon?
Man, I'm not a coffee person. I've been drinking coffee like all day. But like I said, I'm just blessed to be in this, be here. Like I said, my biggest thing is I just want to get healthy and get ready to play football, get to the quarterback.
Yeah, if you heard get to the quarterback, saw that on the phone. How much is that just your mindset? I heard you say it a bunch of times just on the phone last night.
I mean, like I said, the league is a passing league now. I mean, you give these quarterbacks now, you know, time in the pocket, they go find someone open. So my thing is just be relentless and have that heart and desire to get to that quarterback, and that's what I'm all about. I mean, you ain't got to be pretty. You can be ugly, but if you get there, you get there.
Tens of millions of people last night saw that photo that you were carrying around. What's the story behind that? Was that, like, at your house, at your grandma's house, and what did it mean to you to carry that photo on stage?
It meant everything. Like I said, I mean, my grandmother, she's no longer here with me, but that draft day, she was there with me, my spirit, and she was there with me physically, so just be able to complete that promise to her. It meant everything to me, her, and my family.
Where was that photo from? Was it her backyard, your backyard?
That was in Oakland, California. Okay. One of my family members took it. I don't really know who took it, but like I said, we just had it for the longest. And I told my family, like, I want that picture there with me at the draft. And we cleared everything off the table and put her right in the middle.
You hear from Coach Quinn so much just about the fire, the competitiveness. What's your sense of this team's personality and how you fit into that?
Feisty group. I mean, they want to win. Like I said, I just want to do whatever I can do to help, you know, contribute. And like I said before, whether that's kickoff, punt return, special teams, whatever, or third down packages, whatever, I just want to do what I can do to help win.